Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for what I think is going to be a very interesting daily editorial with Dr. Birnbaum. Jimmy was talking this morning on the editorial that we did in the morning, and he brought up the fact that Allstate Insurance is asking their employees to contribute books regarding gay sex education to five-year-olds. Not six-year-olds, not 12-year-olds, but five-year-olds. Frieda, any questions on that?
There's a lot to talk about. This is extremely controversial. The reality is when you're four or five, you do identify your sex, but you don't identify your sex orientation. That's the difference. So you know the difference between male and female. And then again, some little boys like to dress as girls. That's also going through some stages, and that's acceptable as well. But when we're talking about sexual orientation, that doesn't start till the age of 8 or 9. And even with that, it's experimental. And the feelings are something that the children are confused about. Some girls are tomboys. Some boys have more feminine-oriented qualities. But it doesn't mean they have to go one way or the other. So we shouldn't pressure them to have any kind of information. We can talk about kindness, respect, support, but we can't really talk about having them give us any answers of what direction they are. There's some kids that are 14. They don't know what their orientation is yet. They're still formative years, but by promoting it in school, that's insane. We need to be able to support the direction they want to go in later in years, but don't promote something that they're not ready for. And that's what it seems like. You know, when you're 4 or 5 years old, you're brought into a family with different religious orientations, different orientations as far as their economic standards, friendships, all these things that you identify with and you get comfortable with. Well, sexual orientation can really be the same thing. You're trying to fit in. You don't know who you are yet. And to fit into the family could be something where the parents can be making a huge mistake by trying to comfort a child and saying it's okay who you want to be when that child doesn't even know who they want to be. So we have to be very careful. It's absolutely premature. We need to be able to allow our kids to talk to us and to listen to what they have to say. But definitely, don't tell them your point of view. Don't tell them what is right or wrong, because they will listen to you and they will be confused about what it is that is right or wrong. And when I grew up, it was heterosexual. I don't think there was any choice. You know, male, female, today, the birth certificate says born as, and it gives the gender orientation. And then it says sexual orientation. Come back. It's optional. I went to the doctors. There was a form, and it said female, male, or other. Things are changing. I don't know if it's good to have these kind of choices, because it's telling children that choices are good for you. No, they're not. It's a hard life to have these kind of choices. It's hard to be gay. It's hard to be bisexual. It's hard to have transgender orientations. That's still a 1% away from the norm. Let's give our kids the right information. It's still much easier to be heterosexual. There are less decisions to make later on. And it's not a choice. It's something that is innate inside you, but not at the age of 4. At the age of 8 or 9 is when you're just beginning. At the age of 14 is when you're cementing your own orientation. So absolutely, feel comfortable to express it, but don't express other people's feelings as they should be, but wait and hear what they have to tell you what they should be.
You know, Frieda, I have a question for you. I realize that times are changing, and I know that very much. And my personal feeling at this point in time is I simply don't understand homosexuals. I'm not making a judgment. I'm simply saying I don't understand it. That's all. Now, when I was in high school, which was a number of years ago, as a point of fact, we didn't have sex education until we were juniors in high school. It strikes me that might be a little bit more appropriate. Any opinion on that one?
I think even sex education for heterosexuals is premature. I remember also when I was in high school and we had that, it was very uncomfortable. A lot of these kids aren't ready for it and they don't know what to make of it. So they joke around about it. It's almost similar to, as I hate to say this, promoting sexual behavior. It's okay if you do it, but this is how you have to do it. So they're telling you what you should do before you're often ready. It's like selling condoms on the street, and you're saying, oh, am I supposed to be having sexual experiences, and this is a safe way to go? No, they're doing something that doesn't fit quite right. You could talk to teenagers, the formative years, the 19-year-olds. That's when your cortex, your brain is starting to develop and you're finding who you are. But by all means, listen to what they have to tell you rather than you telling them how to have safe sex when they're not ready to have sex. And you're saying, well, just in case, or well, let's do it. So when they are ready, they'll do it the right way. We have to hear what our kids are telling us so we can give them the right information.
The one question I have is you were talking about sexual orientation, in other words, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, what have you. What I'm wondering is you put out a time in a person's life when they were 19. That strikes me as being a little bit late. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, you know, a lot of especially boys, really start much later. They often have developmental stage spurts that are sporadic, and they really don't have the ability to identify themselves yet. So it's very, very progressive, according to some kids at the age of 9, and some by the time they're 19, they finally get it. I know somebody who worked for us, and he had all the qualities, feminine qualities, but he really didn't know his sexual orientation. A couple of years later, he finally figured it out, but it took him that long, and perhaps it took him that long so he could be comfortable with it, so he could support what it is, so he could come out of the closet, whatever that was. But there are different times and stages for people to be able to identify their sexual orientation. We're talking about same gender, gay or homosexual, bisexual, which are people who are attracted to both men and women, pansexual, male, female, transgender. There's a title, it's called Questioning or Curious. They don't know who they are. Would you believe that? Asexual as well. So there's so many different places to go to. But the question that you're asking, Al, is very important. Is 4 years old too old to bring up sexual orientation and to bring up something before these kids are really in any kind of position to make any judgment is very, very critical. When you tell a child they're confident or they're smart or they're attractive or what their religion is, I said before, they buy into that. Oh, this is who I'm supposed to be. This is what my family is. You know, if you're born Catholic, you're Catholic. If you're born Jewish, you're Jewish. You buy into your family orientation. If you're given sex choices and you're told about sexual identity, then you can easily buy into that orientation. And that's the scary part. When choices are made, choices are taken. But when you find out and you develop into a person and that person is comfortable or uncomfortable, that's the time to make choices, not before you're thinking about this on your own and someone is telling you where you should be or giving you ideas. I myself, you know, I'm heterosexual. And if I were 4 years old and somebody said to me, well, you know, you could be a lesbian. Oh, really? Oh, what does that mean to be a lesbian? Oh, you're attracted to other women. Oh, I never thought about that. Is that an option? Maybe I should look into that. The reality is that we're all in the middle. We all have feminine, masculine qualities. The only difference is males often have more masculine qualities. Females often have more feminine qualities. And we stay there in that place, which makes life much simpler, easier, and we can really function at a better level because we identify who we are without having to make choices that not only don't represent us, but they confuse us and take us away from the main theme and stay and help us to stay with our own comfort level. So this is not even comfortable. This is not comfortable for the children to have to feel that there are any choices to be made. One, it's before they're ready. And two, they may not have any choices. I said 1% of these kids. And you don't know your sexual orientation until you're 8 or 9. And even at that time, you're developing and questioning. So yes, by the age of 4, you know male and female. You know if you're a boy or if you're a girl. You know if you like to play with boys more or if you like to play with girls more. But it's more of a feeling of a behavior. It's not about identity. And that's what schools are making a huge mistake, complicating children, confusing them about choices they're not ready to make, giving them advice that have nothing to do with the way they're living now. And it's similar to sex education for high schoolers who often are not ready to have sex or don't want to have sex or shouldn't have sex, but they're told this is how you do it safely. And then it opens their mind to thinking, oh, maybe this is something that I should be thinking about. My boys came home, they're 14 years old, and they came home and they said, you know, we had sex education today, and they're grinning about it. And they're telling me some of the things that were spoken to them, and they're very uncomfortable because they really weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for it. They didn't know what to do about it. And not only that, it's telling them that it's almost okay as long as you do it in a safe way. And it's not okay. It's very confusing. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about caring about someone. We're talking about having experiences with that person before you even get into that intimate level. I mean, I just did a show on how to have healthy relationships. And it's definitely not about how to have sex first. It's about how to be able to be friends first, how to be able to have parents and family around you, how to know each other's friends and have good experiences. That's what children should be taught in school, because that's really the prerequisite for having good relationships. Having sexual orientation is part of a good relationship that comes way later. What do you think about that, Al?
Well, you know, Frieda, I agree 100% on that. I think it's all about relationships. Now, I have to admit, I'm 78 years old, you know, and I have some very basic Judeo-Christian principles. These principles stem from what I've read in the Bible, both in your Bible, which is the Old Testament, and certainly in my Bible, which is a combination of the Old Testament and the New Testament. I was rather surprised when Allstate came out today and asked their employees to devote gay sex books, the ABCs for lack of concern, of gay sex, and that was recommended to their employees that they distribute those books among 5-year-olds. I really think that's a mistake. And from what I'm hearing you say, Frieda, I have to come to the conclusion that you think it's a huge mistake also. You have to wait until the person is ready, and that comes much later in life. Did I understand that correctly?
Let the person come to you and tell you and talk to you. And the only way that can happen is if you have conversation with your children and talk about the little things. Often the best time is when you're in the car together and you talk about other kids. Oh, somebody's dating. What do you think about that? Who are they going out with? Whatever that is, when you have that opportunity for your children to feel supported by you, that's when they open up and that's when they can really talk to you about what is going on with you. But absolutely, let them come to you first in a safe way. And then you could talk about how it is to have respect and to be kind. It's very similar to taking a boy and putting on a dress on him. He doesn't want that dress, but you're saying, hey, you know, you have that choice. Sports, hairstyles. We need to be able to let our children see that yep. There's a certain comfort level with being heterosexuals. I can guarantee you that any other sexual orientation is going to be a much harder life
yes.
For them, no matter what, no matter how open our society yeah. appears to be. They will not be accepted by a lot of people in their lives. It's going to be hard. So really think about what it is you hear. And the best thing to do is not listen. Listen to yourself and be able to know the direction that's comfortable for you yeah. without making all these other choices.
Dr. Birnbaum, that's one of the best explanations I have ever heard regarding this issue. It's a very volatile issue, and I appreciate your comments as a PhD psychologist. Thank you, my dear.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.